بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تائیتل اس کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام ہے. نور سنت ہے کونوں مکان میں, کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں. نور سنت ہے کونوں مکان میں, کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں. اب جو سلطاں کھڑے ایک صف میں, کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شان میں. عبد سلطاں کھڑے ایک صف میں, کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شان میں. فرق کالے و گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں. فرق کالے و گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں. یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ, شان سلطانیت شتربا میں. یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ, شان سلطانیت شتربا میں. جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا, گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں. جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا, گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں. جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر, کام راہ وہ دونوں جہاں میں. جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر, کام راہ وہ دونوں جہاں میں. ہو کمر جیسے انجم میں روشن, آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں. ہو کمر جیسے انجم میں روشن, آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں. آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں. آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں. نور سنت ہے کونوں مکان میں, کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا, اما بعد. This beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hari Billah Rumi Awak Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ, which حضرت has presented so beautifully in poetic form and to illustrate to us the great enjoyment of deen, and that also in which way a person can achieve it, not according to his own understanding, according to his own ideology, but only the way that Allah Ta'ala has sent the most outstanding personality to guide us towards that beautiful way of life. And Hazrat explains that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the world, then So to say, the condition was, as Allah Ta'ala mentioned, ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُوَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ. The world was covered with darkness, layers of darkness. The people forgot what was humanity. Human beings, they were loving worse than animals. And today we see the so-called world, that people think that we are progressing today with science and technology, but we have gone more worse than what was the days of Jahiliyyah. That was regarded as days of Jahiliyyah, it was understood. Today we regard ourselves as very highly progressive nation, but we see the same and evils in a more sophisticated way that was taking place in that time, it's taking place today. And what was the solution? What removed all the darkness at that time? The same solution is still today, and it will remain till the day of Qiyamah. And Hazrat explained, what was that? Kya asarta risalat ke shame? That what was the great effect in the messengership of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What splendor was that? That when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the world, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. That Allah Ta'ala has sent directly from Allah Rabbul Izzat a beautiful way of life in the form of Qur'an-i Kareem, and how to live according to Qur'an-i Kareem. Allah Ta'ala sent this noor, this splendor, and the beautiful life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we can see what was the effect of that noor and that splendor of the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Hazrat mentions here, noor sunnat hai ko wa maqame, kya tajalli thi tere bayame. That Allahu Akbar, by Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's fikr and concern, and that mission of spreading tawheed, the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to take out mankind from the slavery of the slavery of this world, of the slavery of mankind itself, and realize we are the slaves of our Creator and our Sustainer, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat says, what was the effect of that effort of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that till today you find the blessed splendor of the noor of the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout the world. Where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam started in the humble way, in Makkatul Mukarramah, in Madinatul Munawwara, and today throughout the world, anywhere you will go, you will find people practicing on the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat says, kya tajalli thi tere bayame? What the tremendous splendor and spiritual effulgence and effect there was in your bayah, in your message that you gave to the whole world. That people who had an open heart heard the message of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they got so attached to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that now their whole life changed. A whole revolution took place, which was, so to say, impossible, that the whole world till today cannot imagine. In a short time of 23 years, what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has produced, it can never ever be expected that that could have happened to such a nation, that the Romans and Persians, who were regarded as superpowers, they used to regard those people that antum abidu abidina, that you are the slaves of our slaves, we want no one to rule over you. But when they followed the beautiful light of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what great effulgence was there in the beautiful teachings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that not only Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised them to the highest pedestal, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed all type of distinction, all type of racialism in any way whatsoever. That we find, what was the picture at that time? Abdul Sultan kare ek saf mein, kya asar tha risalat ki shaam mein. Hazrat says, what was the splendor of the messengership of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That now you see, when everybody is standing up for salah, whether it's the king or the slave, both standing next to one another in the same saf. You can't make out the distinction, who is the slave and who is the master, who is the king. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from inception, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wiped out all types of racialism, all types of distinction, that no person could ever think that I am better than that person, whether it was an Arab, a non-Arab, a white, a black, any person, any color, any creed, any language. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned it so clearly, la fadla li rabiyyin ala jamiyyin, وَلَا لِعَجَمِينَ لَا لِعَرَبِينَ إِلَّا لِلتَّقْوَى. That nobody has got the right to claim to be better than anybody, whether it's an Arab over a non-Arab, or a non-Arab over an Arab, or any person from any tribe, any culture, any lineage, إِلَّا لِلتَّقْوَى, but what is connected with Allah Ta'ala. And that no person can make a claim in this world. The reality of taqwa we'll only know when we go into our qabr. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed this distinction totally. And tell today people who make false accusations against Islam that there is racism in Islam, this is a total blasphemous statement. It is clear till today, we find anywhere you go in the world, when the iqama is said, everybody stands in the same saf. And you can't make out who's the king, who's go and see the condition on the plains of Arafat. You won't know who's the slave, who's the master. Who has brought about this equality? And equality is only in the deen of Islam, only in the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat further explains how clearly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed all distinction that far kale wa gore ka tune kis tarah se mitaya jahame. That how you remove such racism that no whites could think that they are better than black in complexion people or the opposite in any way whatsoever. You wipe that out totally. Allahu Akbar. That what position Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala nu reached, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I hear your footsteps behind me in Jannat. And Allahu Akbar. So Allah ta'ala showed that by Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah has given every human being an equal opportunity. All we have to do is follow in the Mubarak footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With great eagerness and realizing that this is the only way for our honor, our respect, our dignity, and most important to get close to Allah. Our object in life is Allah Rabbul Izzat. But no person will able to reach Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. As Hazrat teaches us, whole life you can read La ilaha illallah. But if you don't join with Muhammadur Rasulullah, you will never even get the understanding of what is La ilaha illallah. We won't understand what is Tawheed. It has only been taught to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just till the end of time, this will remain as the only solution that we hold firm onto the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah that we are in turmoil today, because we have moved away from the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As our Hazrat Dada Sheikh mentioned in another poem, that the ship of the ummah that is sinking, that the only way that it can come out of the turmoil, if we turn back onto the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we shouldn't fool ourselves with technology and with science and all these things that will take you away from Allah Rabbul Izzat, that you will progress. No, you're going worse than the days of Jahalat. You are in sophisticated ignorance. We have to turn back to the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1400 years back and turn, and that is the way of progress, and that is the way of honor. And Hazrat says, what honor you'll get, Allahu Akbar. Ye ta teri ghulami ka sadqa, shani sultaniyat shutar ba me. That those people who became the true humble mendicants and slaves in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, realizing to learn how to become the slave of Allah, you have to learn how to follow the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and become a humble slave in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that humble themselves. Personalities like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Once upon a time, they thought that they were rulers in their tribe. But when they came to the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they held on to the beautiful daaman and the beautiful way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah ta'ala gave them such honor that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who used to mention that today Allah ta'ala has given me a position of ruling over 2.25 square million miles. And so to say, the majority of the world is under my rulership. This was not because of our material wealth or not of any other status, but inna kunna azalla qawmun fa'azzana Allah bil Islam. We were the most degraded nation. How did Allah raise us? only by Islam, and that is the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he gives us the message still today and forever, that if any nation is looking for honor, success in any other way of life besides that Islam that was taught by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be degraded again, once again. And Hazrat says here so beautifully that people who are ordinary people like shepherds, looking after the animals, the sheep and the camels, etc., they became great kings of the world. Like Hazrat Umar radiallahu himself says that I couldn't look after the goats when I used to come home. My father used to say, why there are few missing? And he says, I don't know. My father used to give me one, two smacks and say, how are you going to love your life? He says, his tears comes out from his eyes and he says, today I can't imagine. This was the barakat of following our master, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq to realize that this is the only way that the ummah will come out of turmoil, and now the only way of our success. And such a lifestyle Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented, such character that we can't imagine. Jisne kaante bichaye te dekha, gul badama tere bosta mein. That those people that hated you the most, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aliyazu billah, that even through, literally, through thorns in your path, through so much obstacles in your path, used to throw stones at you. But Allahu Akbar, what your good character, as the poet says so beautifully, Allah, salam usbar, jisne ghaliya kaakar duaye di. Salam usbar, jisne fattar kaakar phoor barsai. That great personality, people threw stones at him, he threw flowers at them. And what they became, Allahu Akbar. Same people like Hazrat Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha. Today her name is taken, what great honor. The greatest Sufi of today cannot reach her status. And those were the people that used to throw stones in the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful character, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us how to be kind to mankind. Then those personalities in the beautiful garden of the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is much more beautiful than all the gardens of this world, they became roses in that garden. Once upon, and they had to admit that before this, you were the most hated personality because we were ignorant, we were stupid, we didn't know reality. But now today we understand there is no better person than you in the world. And they can never be till the day of Qiyamah and forever and ever. The greatest personality and the greatest way of life. When Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are, you are the owner of good character. If anybody wants good character, the franchise of it, as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, it is only by Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way of life. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam and say, let the world say what they want to about you. But we know definitely you are on the highest pedestal of the best character. Allah Ta'ala make me and all of us realize. And then Hazrat further mentions, jo chala tere nafse qadam par, kamra hai wo dono jahan mein. That those who stepped on your footsteps, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who followed your way of life, and the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so simple, that from morning to night to learn how to love like a decent human being. And then Allahu Akbar, not only a decent human being, Allah Ta'ala announces, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. That, oh my beloved, announce to the world, if you think you got the love of Allah, or if you really want the love of Allah Ta'ala, then there is only one way out, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow my way of life. So Hazrat says that whoever follows and the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only in the year after, in this world already, they will be successful. And they will see their definite honor and respect and great position from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And what can be said of the success of the year after? And that is why our Dada Sheikh so beautifully has presented this poem of his, Naqshe Qadam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate sunnat ki raaste. That if we want to be on the road towards our eternal abode, that is Jannat, which is a place of peace and happiness, and come out of all this misery of depression and stress, etc., come back onto the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And greater than that, you will get connection with Allah Ta'ala already in this world.
And then Hazrat explains, giving a beautiful picture of the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like we see the majlis of our Shaykh and the Ahlullah, how splendorous it looks. But look at the greatest majlis, how Hazrat has presented it here. Ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan, aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam te mehfil-e-akhtaraa mein. That Hazrat explains that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your gathering was the gathering of stars. And what are the stars of the heaven? Brighter than the stars of the heaven. That was the gathering of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that gathering of stars, who was the outstanding personality, the Shaykh, the greatest Shaykh of all, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More brighter than the 14th full moon. So Hazrat says, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in that mahfil, in that great majlis of yours of stars, you were the bright star that was out, the bright, beautiful 14th full moon, and brighter than that, you are outstanding in that gathering. And that's what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ashabi kan nujum. My Sahaba were all shining stars. If you also want to become stars, don't follow all the foolish people of the world, whether it's sports people, etc. They are degrading the word star. To be a star, you have to follow in the footsteps of the greatest personality, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to learn that, we have to learn it from our elders. And see our pious elders, then we'll able to learn how to tread the path of sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat explains to us that we cannot understand what was the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's personality. Aapke shah be intihaku kis tarah laaye akhtar bayame. Hazrat says that, oh, addressing himself, but to make us all realize that, oh, Akhtar, the greatest and unlimited honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is beyond our imagination, and so beautifully our elders have put it, Ba'adas Khuda, Buzur Tuhi, Kisra Mukhtasar. That to make it a short story, after Allah Rabbul Izzat, the greatest personality is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should realize, as our Hazrat teaches us, we got the greatest guide. Why should we be turning to people who are making their guide the animals, and dogs are their guide? We have to come back to our senses and come back onto the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the barakat of this Mubarak Majlis of our Shaykh Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. Reading from the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayh, in the last chapter, Ruh 25, the distinguishing characteristic of the nation of Islam. And in Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah Alayh says that we must not adopt the ways of the kuffar and disbelievers. In everything, we must try to be different from them. In certain ahadith mentioned regarding this, continuing, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah curses those men who adopt the appearance of women, and those women who adopt the appearances of men. Hazrat Ibn Abi Mulaika radiallahu anhu raised that it was said to Aisha radiallahu anha that a certain woman wears shoes which resemble the shoes of men. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha commented, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed women who imitate men. Such imitation is greatly in vogue in our days. In such imitation is a double sin. One sin is the imitation of the opposite sex, which in itself is prohibited. The other sin is the imitation of the kuffar by adopting their style and fashion of dress. Hajjaj ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu narrates, we went to meet Anas radiallahu anhu on the occasion when Hajjaj was still a little boy. My sister Mughira told me that at that time I was a little kid and I had two plates on my head. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu rubbed his hand over my head, made dua for barakat and said, cut off these plates because this is the style of the Jews. Hazrat Amir ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrating from his father says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, maintain clean the area in front of your houses and do not imitate the Jews. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah curses the woman who adorns the hair of others by means of adding hair, and the one who desires such adornment of hair, those who tattoo and who are tattooed. Adorning hair by the addition of hairs for women is mentioned in this hadith. If the hair added is human hair, such adornment will be haram in all cases. If the hair is artificial and has not been made from some haram or impure substances, it will be permissible for a married woman to resort to such adornment with the permission of her husband and for the sake of her husband. But such adornment will not be permissible for unmarried women, because in presenting an artificial appearance with long hair is deception. She will be deceiving others. Tattooing is forbidden in all circumstances. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrated, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had an Arabian crossbow in his hand. On this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a crossbow of Persian origin in the hands of a Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented, throw it away, it is a Persian bow, and take one like this, it is the Arabian bow. From this command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is apparent that the objects of use of other nations should not unnecessarily be adopted. This applies to weapons and all other means of use and benefit. If Muslims have their own equivalent, they should make use of their own products and not give preference to the products of the non-Muslims. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite the Quran in Arabic style and tone that is correct and with simplicity, and refrain from the style and tone of the people of the book, that is Jews and Christians. Note, even in reciting, the ways of other nations and of people who do not follow the Sharia should not be imitated. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu narrated, hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, a woman who imitates men and a man who imitates women are not of us. It is very essential that Muslims adopt Islamic ways and methods in all their affairs, whether worldly or dini. There is great benefit in Muslims maintaining their Islamic identity in all their affairs, and not only in matters pertaining to worship. The Quran and Hadith emphasize this. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will be split into 73 sects, of which all besides one will be in the fire. People inquired, which group will be saved from the fire? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the group which will be on my path and the path of my sahaba. Path, in the context of this hadith, refers to the way which has to be followed. Following a way in opposition to it leads to Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not restrict his path to any specific department of the Sharia. This hadith covers both mundane and spiritual matters. Affairs pertaining to our worldly life as well as dini life are included in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his sahaba. What actually constitutes the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is not a question which everyone can expound on the basis of his opinion. In this matter, the masses have no option other than inquiring from the ulama who understand these issues. They have to follow the ulama. Without following the direction given by the ulama, the deen of the masses is not safe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand it.